TCN Mornings, a brief daily presentation for kids and parents, starts in 3, 2, 1.
The choice is yours, so choose with care.
Good morning, this is Jim Lord.
To help or hurt, to keep or share.
And we're on now.
You'll find the world's not always fair.
Yep.
But kindness is the answer.
On TCN Mornings, and where else?
Everywhere.
Well, good morning, kids and parents. We're looking at day number 30 in the month of April, the last day of April. And today is National Honesty Day. Yeah, National Honesty Day. Now, I'm thinking that while it's nice for honesty to have its own day of recognition, shouldn't it be an always and everywhere day? Now, don't misunderstand, I do honestly appreciate having a National Honesty Day, but isn't that kind of like having a National Air Day? Why don't we have a National Air Day? Air is everywhere and all the time, just like we need honesty everywhere and all the time. But anyway, happy Honesty Day to you. Oh, and by the way, it's also National Raisin Day. Honest, it is. And it was just over a month ago, on March 24th, that we had National Chocolate-Covered Raisin Day. But that was on a weekend, so we didn't get to talk about that. Anyway, there you are. Well, speaking of honesty, coming up is a situation where honesty was a choice that not everyone agreed with until, well, here, you listen for yourself. The story is called The $100 Bill, and it starts right now.
A hero is a person who does special things to help others. Every hero starts out as a child, and every child can choose to become a hero.
The Character Network presents The Beginning of a Hero.
Oh my goodness, look! That lady just dropped a $100 bill, and she doesn't even know it. Dana and her two friends were at the convenience store when they saw the whole thing. One of Dana's friends picked it up, and her other friend said, "Now we can buy anything we want." "No," said Dana, "it's not right." "What's wrong with you?" said one of the other girls. "Do you remember when Mrs. McBride talked to us about seeing ourselves in the future, all grown up and everything?" Mrs. McBride was the school principal, and she was always talking about personal vision. What kind of person do you want to be when you're an adult? Do you want to be a person who is respected, who has integrity, who is responsible? She would say that and a lot more, too. Dana told her friends, "When I'm 30, I don't want to look back and realize that I was a thief." Well, the other girls didn't really have a response for that. Not anything that sounded intelligent anyway. "Besides," Dana said, "the lady probably worked hard for that money, and I know I would be hurt if someone took money from me, even if I thought I just lost it." So the other two girls now had a choice. They could keep the money, they could drop it back on the floor where they found it, or they could actually help the lady by returning it to her. It only took a couple of seconds for them to realize what the best choice was, and that's what they did. I'm Jim Lord. That's what I know about the beginning of these heroes, and I know that you can become a hero too.
Yeah, the $100 bill. So if you were with your friends who wanted to take money that someone else had dropped, would you have the courage to tell your friends to do the right thing and return it? In the story, Dana said that when she's 30, she doesn't want to look back and realize she was a thief. What kinds of things do you want to remember about your younger self? And finally, what kinds of things could you be doing right now to ensure your reputation is a good one when you're an adult? Just some questions to ask yourself on this Tuesday morning. Hey, be sure to tell your parents, tell your friends' parents to simply go to tcnmornings.com. That's all you need. tcnmornings.com, and listen to a new segment every morning on the way to school in the car or at home. tcnmornings.com. Also, if you don't already have it, you can download the TCN Mornings mobile app. It's available for both Apple and Android. All you have to do is search TCN Mornings in Google Play or the Apple App Store. Plus, TCN Mornings is available anywhere and everywhere podcasts are available, and it's totally free. Alrighty then, just ahead is another visit with my old Irish pappy, also the question of the day, and a reflection of your future right here on this Tuesday edition of TCN Mornings. Well now, here he is himself, my old Irish pappy, a man just full of wisdom who can teach you on a regular basis about life and how to live it better.
You know, we live in a complicated world, and it's easy to get left behind with all that's going on around us. There is so much information out there that you need to know if you're going to have a happy and productive life. So learn to read well, and you can do that just like you learn to do anything else well, by practicing.
Absolutely. We live in a complicated world, and it's easy to get left behind with all that's going on around us. There is so much information out there that you need to know if you want to have a happy and productive life. So learn to read well. And you can do that just like you learn to do anything else well, by practicing. Okay, now it's time for the
question of the day.
Today is National Honesty Day, and you've heard it said that honesty is the best policy. So name at least three reasons that honesty really is the best policy. Name at least three reasons that honesty is the best policy. If you know, be the first to email your answer to myanswer@tcnmornings.com. Tell us your first name, your city and state, and of course, your answer. And I'll feature the first correct answer right here tomorrow. That email address again is myanswer@tcnmornings.com. Now about yesterday's question. Yesterday you heard that a man named Gideon Sundback received a patent for the zipper in 1913. So your question was, what is a patent? And how does it differ from a copyright? What is a patent, and how does it differ from a copyright? Well, Missy from Des Moines, Iowa, said that a patent is a government-approved documentation saying that a right of ownership belongs to the person who invented whatever that person invented. A copyright is the same kind of thing, but a copyright is mostly applied to something that is written or something that is artistic as opposed to something that is invented. And that sounds like a pretty good definition, so thank you, Missy, for that. Okay, here's hoping you have a great rest of your day. Stick around, one more quick segment ahead, and I will see you tomorrow for the Wednesday edition of TCN Mornings right here on the Character Network.
Up next, a reflection of your future for deeper thinkers.
Dedicated to teaching positive personal vision for today's young people, the Character Network presents Jim Lord.
Credibility is probably the most valuable attribute a human being can have. There are people in this world in highly respectable and responsible positions who can get or do just about anything they want. We sometimes tend to think people like that are just lucky. Well, that's absurd. They have that kind of credibility because they have earned it. Trust is something that has to be built over a long period of time, but trust is very fragile. It must be handled with great care. We are only human, and mistakes will happen, so we must be quick to make them right, because credibility, once lost, is very difficult to regain. If you are not very dependable right now, begin to change today. If you are trustworthy and dependable, you need to consider that virtue a treasure and guard it very, very carefully. For the Character Network, I'm Jim Lord with a reflection of your future.
This has been a presentation of TCN, the Character Network, TCNMornings.com.